5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about number 13, Alabama? How does that sound? The Tide are out of the top 10 in the AP poll for the first time in 8 years. But Georgia's still number one. The Bulldogs, received 57 first place votes in the new poll. Michigan is still number two. They got 2 first place votes. Texas is number 3. They flipped spots with Florida State. The Longhorns received 3 first place votes. The Seminoles got 1 after their struggle this weekend. So Alabama barely beats USF in Tampa. You got to be kidding me. The Tide are 2-1. But their streak of consecutive AP poll top tens was snapped at 128. It was the second longest streak in the history of the poll. Miami had 137 weeks from 85 to 93 in their run of dominance and dynasty down in Coral Gables. The Tide are out of the top 10 for the first time since 2015. They dropped out of the top 10 that September after losing to Ole Miss. Georgia now has the longest active run of top 10 rankings with 37. Their win on Saturday in Tampa was ugly, 17-3. And, I mean, think about it. When you look at the team, they're playing a non-Power 5 conference opponent since 07, first time they've done it. And the Tide failed to score at least 20 points in their previous 42 games against those type of opponents. Alabama was unbeaten, and they won by an average margin of 40 points. So you look at the rest of the top 10. Number 5 is USC. Number 6, Ohio State. They rolled on Saturday. Number 7 is Penn State. They won at Champaign-Urbana. Number 8, Washington. They won in East Lansing easily. Number 9, Notre Dame. They won. They didn't cover. And number 10 is Oregon. Of course, Ohio State visits Notre Dame on Saturday. That's the biggest game. On a bright note for the Tide, they still have the longest streak in the country of consecutive weeks being ranked at 249. That's the second best all time. But they're still behind Nebraska. They have the record. They were ranked for 348 straight weeks from 1981 to 2002. The next best streak behind Bama's belongs to Ohio State at 182 weeks. Georgia's streak is at 102. Michigan is at 34. Utah has the 5th longest active top 25 streak at 25 weeks. K-State, the only team to fall out of the rankings this week. They lost at Missouri on a bomb 61-yard field goal at the end of regulation. The crowd went crazy at Ferret Field. Number 25, Florida moved back into the poll for the first time since September 24th of last year after beating Tennessee at the Swamp. They dropped 12 spots down to number 23. Billy Napier said it validates your plan, what you're selling to a degree. That's what you want as a leader. That's a lot more fun. So with the Gators back in the top 25, Florida State, Miami, and Florida are all ranked for the first time since September 17th of 2017. The only two ranked teams from the Big 12 this week are the ones that are leaving the Big 12 next year for the SEC, Texas and Oklahoma. Colorado and Utah will be joining from the Pac-12. The Utes are ranked number 11, the Buffaloes number 19, after their unbelievable double overtime thrilling win against Colorado State in Boulder. So the Pac-12 has eight teams ranked number 5, 8, 10, 11, 14, 19, 21, and 22. The SEC has six ranked teams, numbers 1, 12, 13, 15, 23, and 25. The ACC has four ranked teams, number 4, 17, 18, and number 20. The Big Ten has four teams, numbers 2, 6, 7, and 24. And the Big 12 has the two, number 3 and number 16. And then there's an independent, only one, number 9, the Irish. So it's number 6, Ohio State, and number 9, Notre Dame in South Bend. For the second straight year, a top 10 matchup. You've got it. How about number 15, Ole Miss, at number 13, Alabama in Tuscaloosa? Number 22, UCLA is at Rice-Eccles against number 11, Utah in Salt Lake City. Number 19, Colorado now goes to Outzen for their first real brutal game against number 10, Oregon. Number 14, Oregon State. They got by San Diego State. They're at number 21, Washington State in Pullman. And number 24, Iowa, goes to Happy Valley to see number 7, Penn State. By the way, Missouri became the first school to be fined money under the SEC's revised policy after fans crushed the field in Columbia following the 30-27 walk-off field goal win over their rival K-State. They're going to pay a $100,000 fine. The money will go to the SEC Postgraduate Scholarship Fund, which sounds like it goes into people's pockets. When it was all said and done, Notre Dame had beaten Central Michigan 41-17 in South Bend. Hartman, 330 yards and three touchdowns. I thought the game between the hedges was unbelievable down in Athens on Saturday. I thought Spencer Rattler of the Gamecocks gave Georgia all kinds of problems. He threw for 256 yards and a touchdown, but he did throw two picks. Georgia got by South Carolina 24-14. They were down 14-3 at the half. Michigan rolled Bowling Green 31-6. All of Michigan's wins are so stale this season. They're 3-0. They score like 30 a week and are unimpressive. McCarthy, 143 yards, two TDs. Nice three-pick game for McCarthy. I don't want to hear how he's the best quarterback of anything. Florida State, 31-29 over Boston College in Chestnut Hill. That was a crazy game. Texas beat Wyoming. They didn't cover. 31-10 at Memorial in Austin. The Longhorns are 3-0. Ohio State 63-10 over Western Kentucky. Penn State won that game against Illinois 30-13. Aller threw for 208 for the Nittany Lions. Boring. Washington 41-7 over Michigan State. Now, this is how you do it. Michael Penix, 473 yards and four touchdowns. Like I said, Bama 17-3 over South Florida. Yawn. Bama doesn't have a quarterback. They suck. Florida 29-16 over Tennessee at the Swamp, as I mentioned. Utah 31-7 over Weber State. They didn't cover at Rice-Eccles. Oregon did. They pounded Hawaii 55-10. No mercy. Number 14, LSU, 41-14 over Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas. We told you the Missouri 30-27 escape win on K-State. Oregon State 26-9 over San Diego State in Corvallis. Ole Miss put up 24 in the fourth, 48-23 over Georgia Tech. I'm around from Georgia Tech, and a hell of an engineer, hell of an engineer, and I drink my whiskey clear. Colorado 43-35 in double overtime over Colorado State. That was a violent game. Oklahoma was ranked 19th, 66-17 over Tulsa on the road. North Carolina went in as number 20 and beat Minnesota in Chapel Hill 31-13. May threw for 414 yards, two TDs, but had two picks. Duke, big cover for me by the Blue Devils, 38-14 over Northwestern in Durham. Washington State 64-21 over Northern Colorado. UCLA 59-7. They spanked North Carolina Central. Nice schedule there, Chip. And number 25, Iowa beat Western Michigan 41-10 at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. There were tons of other games unranked. Liberty beat Buffalo 55-27. Louisville by 7 over Indiana. Wisconsin 35-14 over Georgia Southern. A wild one. Wake got by Ole D with a big comeback 27-24. Baylor 30-7 over LIU. Ohio 10-7 in Athens over Iowa State. Kent State beat Central. Connecticut State 38-10. Boise 42-18 over North Dakota. NC State 45-7 over VMI. Eastern Michigan 19-17 over UMass Temple. 41-9 over Norfolk. Ball State beat Indiana State 45-7. Rutgers is undefeated 35-16 over Va-Tech. Florida International over UConn by a touchdown. App State 43-28 over East Carolina. A&M 47-3 over Monroe. Cal 31-17 over Idaho. Tulane won at Southern Miss 21-3. Georgia State 41-25 over Charlotte. UCF 48-14 over Nova. Let's just roll through some of these. Auburn beat Sanford. North Texas over Louisiana Tech. Middle Tennessee beat Murray State. Nebraska 35-11 over Northern Illinois. UNLV beat Vandy by a field goal. Miami in overtime over Cincinnati. South Bama beat Oklahoma State. Texas Tech, Louisiana, SMU, Rice, Coastal Carolina, Arkansas State, James Madison, Toledo, BYU, a big win at Arkansas. All those others were winners. So was Kentucky, Syracuse, and West Virginia, to name a few.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.